You are listening to a Nerd Room podcast production. We the Nerd. Bunch of nerds.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Nerd Room. We talk all things Star Wars, Marvel, DC, and beyond. This episode number 393, we're discussing Joker Folie à Deux trailer number one and WrestleMania 40. I'm your host for this episode. It is Tim, and I'm excited to be back behind the microphone talking about two wildly different things, but two things that I found extremely enjoyable over this past week, at least since I've last been at this microphone. Number one is, of course, the Joker 2 trailer that we touched on last week. Ian and I broke down what we thought this trailer could potentially be and really the direction that maybe this movie was going. And I think we were somewhat correct in that early prediction on how Joker 2 is going. But I will say this is one of the best trailers I've seen this year, at least, but in a very long time, specifically for the style of film it is, being a comic book genre film in something that is completely different. Todd Phillips seems to be putting just a awesome touch on what is a sequel to a billion-dollar Joker film, but going in a new direction. There's a lot of ambiguity at the end of that original film, and there's a lot of questions as to whether or not the second film was simply a moneymaker or if it had some artistic and creative merit. It seems to be leaning way towards the latter on this because I love the trailer. And I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes. And I'm also going to talk about something that we've never really touched on in any great detail inside of the Nerd Room, and that is wrestling. No, this isn't going to be a deep dive into wrestling and wrestling lore. You don't really have to have any context for this. But if you spent any time on social media or really anywhere over this past weekend, you would have likely have heard Mania 40, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, WrestleManias of all time. And wrestling is something that has been a part of my life on and off since I was a teenager, since the Attitude Era, the NWO, WCW era. I grew up inside of that. I went to WrestleMania 18 and saw Rock vs. Hogan, and I found myself very much invested back in WWE specifically, and there's a little road, a little path I took to get there, and so I just want to touch on that hype and really let you guys know if you're out there and you have any sort of affinity or nostalgia for wrestling, if you grew up in the Attitude Era, the Ruthless Aggression, or wherever, I think it might be time to go in and reconnect with wrestling because it is as hot and is as good as it's ever been. I would even say it's maybe better than what we got in the Attitude Era. We live with a lot of nostalgia for that era of wrestling. At least I do, and my generation does. But this stuff being produced now is unbelievable and absolute next level. And I just wanted to kind of pitch this to you guys if you aren't into wrestling or if you've been hearing a little bit about it and you thought, okay, maybe I'll touch point with it a little bit and see if this is something I can get back into or if it can fill this slight void that maybe you have from the old days of watching wrestling as a kid and growing up with the likes of anyone from Hulk Hogan through The Rock, Austin, Triple H, John Cena, into now with Cody and Roman. So I'm going to touch on that in some detail towards the end of this episode. But the first thing we're actually going to talk about is this Joker 2 trailer. Now, going all the way back, and we touched on this last week, but going all the way back to Joker 1, this massive film, I've seen it once. I found it to be a quite disturbing film, but a really well put together film. And not disturbing in a Saw style of film, just disturbing in the sense that this was, or it seemed like, a very accurate representation of where the human mind can go and how things like loneliness and depression can really affect a human and how that could potentially translate to something different and wild and crazy. And I just never thought I'd be hooked by this trailer. I was one of the ones that was skeptical, saying they put such a good quality movie and a great story and stamp on the Joker. They teased a future, but I thought that ambiguity was well done. And coming out of it, I just never really understood, and I think this is the point of it, if the whole story was real or what parts were real, what parts were fake. And that was my kind of fear of going into this, was that I was going to feel like, oh, this is just a dream. There's no consequences to this. There's no investment in the story. But man, this trailer, it kicks off with Joaquin Phoenix looking absolutely emaciated, thin and gangly, but just so good. And that, like, that's so shocking, that first image you see of Joaquin Phoenix as Arthur Fleck, as Joker. And that really sets the tone for the whole trailer. It's this, again, this exploration of Arthur Fleck and what he's going through now that he's in prison, meeting with Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn. Whoa, like, I was just blown away by the very subtle inclusion of her throughout this, the connection that we see between the two of them. And what seems to be, again, this is leaning into the idea of us not really knowing what's real and what's not, what's in his head. These moments where you skip out of what I'm assuming is reality, where you see him in plain clothes, where you see him in the jail cells in Arkham there. And then there's these momentary slips, like when he's walking down the aisle underneath the umbrellas and they pan up and you see the four different colors. And then you pan to moments where he's back in the Joker makeup, singing, dancing. There's a really cool landscape of them dancing on the roof, which looks like a set of a theater. Like a theater in the sense of a Broadway show theater, which was really cool. And this idea of music, there was some concern last week. We talked, is this going to be a full musical? How are they going to work all this in? It seems that they've taken music and made it a very important piece of the human experience almost. And having Lady Gaga in there is brilliant, but I think we're going to see some really cool things from Joaquin Phoenix in this. I just get this vibe from this that I don't know if I felt this way about a trailer in a long time. Like, there's always the big bombastic Avengers-esque or Marvel trailers that always get me amped up and excited, but I felt just this really deep-rooted connection to this story and a real need to go and watch it and experience it, because the psychology of even this trailer, I think, is profound. You look at the cinematography, the way that they use shots, the way that they use lighting, it's mind-blowing. Like, one of my favorite scenes is when it's right at the end of the trailer. You have presumably Harley Quinn talking about getting to know him and seeing the real him, and she draws with lipstick on the mirror, and he kind of sits up into that at perfect camera framing, and he smiles, and that lipstick on glass almost comes to life. And the cinematography in this is absolutely just gorgeous, and I think this movie is going to set a serious precedence and tone for a needed follow-up to a set of characters that maybe we didn't particularly need, but I think holistically this is going to serve as quite a pivot point in this genre again. I think the Joker did it the first time, and having the ability to follow up with something that looks like it's going to be of the quality and of the creative integrity that Todd Phillips brought to the first film, I think this makes this one of my most anticipated films of the year now. You know, I'm Deadpool and Wolverine, of course, up there tip top, but this is just a different beast. And this trailer just struck such a tone with me. Like, go back and watch this, guys, and just let me know what you think, because I'm kind of at a loss for words to a degree for this one. Everything from the score, the music that they integrated into it, like I said, the cinematography, Lady Gaga, and like these very brief looks at them in full costume and makeup, and what this could really lead to. I think this is going to be just a brilliant exploration of the human mind. And I think we're going to be left in a space of ambiguity again. But I think they're going to be playing with us inside of this film about what's real, what's not. And I think that's going to be one of the more intriguing parts of it all, and how this all unfolds inside of this very, very real world that Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix and now Lady Gaga and DC have created. So major applause to the creatives that put this trailer together, and everything that I'm seeing from Joker Folie à Deux. We talked last week, if you want to go back a bit more, about the significance of the title, what it could potentially mean. And I'm just excited. I'm really, really excited. This year is a different year for comic book movies in the sense that we only get a handful of them. We only got a few movies that are going to significantly contribute to this pivot inside of 2024 towards a different landscape inside of the comic book movie genre itself. You know, we've talked ad nauseum to a degree about how this is happening and how this is needed. And I think both Marvel and DC are doing it. And now Joker itself, Joker 2, doesn't fall inside of the James Gunn's new DCU, but it is, I think, building on their Black Label or Elseworlds Tales, which this trailer feels like a one-shot Joker comic book. I just forgot about that. Like, just watching, I was like, whoa, yeah. But I think it's starting to set the tone for where DC's going. And this is a cool film to, it's not kicking off the DCU, but it is in a post-DCEU world that this movie is coming out in. And I think it's the first DC film to come out inside of that space where the DCU is no more. It's ended with Aquaman 2. And here we are in the bright new and bold future of DC. So although not in the DCU, I think it's a cool way to for DC and DC Studios to really kick off their next phase. If I can't really call it that, I guess, but their next storytelling venture inside of these movies. So like I said, applause to all those that put that together. Very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to actually getting Ian's thoughts here in the next couple of weeks. He's out due to work. He is, like I always say, making the world a better place one day at a time. And so Ian, you will be missed tonight, but this also gives me opportunity to veer into something that, like I said at the top, I've never really talked too much about on the podcast here, about my love for wrestling. And I know, being a nerd, this sometimes comes hand in hand with it, is that you love Marvel, Star Wars, DC, Jurassic Park, whatever, but wrestling is usually not too far in tow, whether it's the collecting space, whether you experienced it as a kid in the 80s or growing up through the 90s, or even into the 2000s, where I kind of fell off of it after I reached the end of high school and all that. But I spent, if I can rewind a little bit, I spent a good part of my youth wrestling on trampolines, doing the whole backyard thing and all that, watching the Attitude Era, watching the NWO with Hogan, Nash, and Hall, all that forming Sting. My favorite wrestler growing up was Triple H and DX. It was all so good. And you always felt as a teenager, like you were, because it was live and you were watching all this craziness unfold, you just thought you were kind of doing something that maybe wasn't right, because, you know, the crotch chopping that was happening and just all the wildness that was happening with WWE, WWF, I guess at the time, was just felt a bit beyond my age at that point in time. So I felt like I was experiencing something for the first time that was very different. And I just always loved the stories inside of wrestling. And looking back on it all, and I think with great fondness on that era, that's where my foundation in wrestling really is. And I'm going to live shows, WrestleManias in Toronto and all that. It was always just such an experience and something that I, you know, I got to see Hogan, I got to see Rock fight Austin, Triple H, Chris Jericho, all of them. And I would say by the time I got to the end of high school, it kind of dipped off for me, and I kind of ignored wrestling through what is dubbed the Ruthless Aggression era and most of the PG era. So, you know, the rise of John Cena and CM Punk and all that. I didn't really see any of that inside of the WWE, but I kind of came back to wrestling during the pandemic. So like a lot of things, the pandemic seemed to nucleate a different passion, a different love, or a returning to something that had quite a significant impact and influence on me growing up. And the one reason I went back to wrestling during the pandemic, to be honest with you, is because it was dubbed as an essential service in Florida. And so they were allowed to have their shows with no audience all through the pandemic. So it was one of the few new live things that was happening throughout the pandemic, where you're getting different stories, you were getting characters that were evolving through time. It wasn't something that was shot pre-pandemic or post-pandemic. It was just something that was happening real time. And I thought that was quite exciting. And this also paralleled the rise of AEW. Now, AEW is the first alternative. It's about 4 years old. First alternative to emerge as a competitor to WWE since the fall of WCW in the early 2000s. And this was always dubbed as the alternative to WWE. So they're focused more on wrestling, more of the, I guess, walking that fine line between reality and wrestling and doing things that were a little bit more edgy. And I really fell in love with that because it was just different. And it was centered up by a guy named Cody Rhodes, who I'm going to talk about here in the not too distant future on this podcast. And I really, really enjoyed his stature, his demeanor, what he was putting together with AEW. And this paired really well, too, with my love. My favorite podcast is the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. It's a guy named Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, and Smart Mark Sterling that just have a lot of fun with collecting. And they're all wrestlers, and they all are just so enthusiastic about podcasting, about being a creator, but also being wrestlers and the nostalgia of it all. And we're all around the same age. And so I just really enjoyed all that. So there's this really nice intersection point where I had this podcast, this new company with someone inside of it that I really liked, and then WWE also coming back and pivoting towards something different and having their shows. And so wrestling became a bit of a fixture for me during the pandemic. And I don't always watch it, and I actually rarely watch it week in, week out, but I always follow it on Twitter. They actually, both companies do a really good job at keeping pace with what's happening live. And I'll poke into the odd thing with regards to pay-per-views now. I'll do the big ones like Royal Rumble. I actually watched that with Zeddy, Emmett, and Chris, friends of ours from Vision 1939 and The Gathering of the Geeks. Both podcasts, great podcasts and YouTube shows. Go check them out. And so I started finding my way really back into this. And what caught me, of course, going into WrestleMania 40 and last year and all that, was the story of Cody Rhodes, who no longer works for AEW, works for WWE, and Roman Reigns, who was a champion for over 1,300 days. And this real build towards something really, really fun and cool. And I'm not going to go into the depth and details of it because, frankly, I don't know how many people out there that listen to this podcast actually enjoy wrestling. But I just wanted to use it as a just kind of earmark wrestling for those of you out there that do have some past love or affinity for it, because I think it's something worth checking out. They really lean into the idea that they're moving into a new era with not only the creatives and just the whole Vince McMahon thing, and they're not really a part of it anymore, but the creatives, the storylines, the individuals who are being positioned as the pillars of the company, specifically WWE. And I think it's a good time to jump back in. And there's some awesome collectibles out there as well. Everything from Funko Pop to what's going on at Mattel. They have retro figures. They have elite style. It's just all of it seems to be coming together. And wrestling, you know, I've heard this time and time again, it's hotter than it's ever been. It is more popular than it's ever been. You see more shows, local indie shows, WWE, AEW. There's so much going on. There's so much wrestling that I would really recommend jumping back into it. And seeing my favorite wrestler, Cody Rhodes, win the WWE title this weekend was a really cool experience. And I actually sat and watched it with my two girls. Now, their mom is away on work for this week, and so it was just the three of us. And I said, girls, I have to watch this. I've been wanting to see this specific match for like 3 years. And I said, I have to watch it. And they're like, okay. They both got super into it. And maybe, yeah, there's the violence piece and all that, but they just liked the storylines, and my little one liked the same, like Cody Rhodes, like I do. My oldest, we watched a couple of the women's matches, and she really dug that. And so it was a really cool experience to hang out with them, watch a bit of wrestling, WrestleMania. I also, if you go over to our Instagram, at the Nerd I Am, I was able to go over to Bret the Hitman Hart's bar. Now, Bret the Hitman Hart, for those that are in Canada, you absolutely know who this is. You know, 90s wrestling fan. You guys know who I'm talking about. He's got a bar here that's set up very similar to, if you've ever been to Planet Hollywood, where you walk around, there's all the memorabilia on the wall. It's like that, but just for his stuff. So title belts and old wrestling attire and just pictures and signature. Just really, really cool. Went there with a good buddy of mine. We drank his Bret the Hitman Hart beer. We watched night one of WrestleMania. We chatted, we talked. And over on Instagram, to get back to that point, I got a picture with a replica WWE title belt that had weight to it. And I was just so excited. I looked at it and he's like, "You want to put it on your shoulder?" I said, "Yes, I do." Threw it over my shoulder. Felt cool. Felt good. So go check out that over on Instagram. But yeah, so just to wrap this up, it's a short one this week because it's just me. And I just was very excited to talk about wrestling with anyone who would listen to me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put a little recommendation out for all you nerds out there that are listening for WWE, for WrestleMania 40, and for the future of wrestling. I think it's something that, as a collective nerd fandom, that it definitely fits inside of that niche that we've all carved out for ourselves. And go check it out. Have some fun with it. Enjoy it. I found it quite cathartic to re-embrace, as I always do, things from my past, whether it's Ghostbusters a couple weeks ago, whether it was wrestling this weekend. And in the not-too-distant future, it's going to be getting back into some Star Wars Marvel and some great collectibles that I've picked up that I can't wait to share with you guys. I've thrown them up on my Instagram, but we're thinking about maybe a live stream here in the not-too-distant future, talking about some recent pickups, because I've dipped my toe quite heavily back into collecting and in certain avenues and certain aspects of it, and so I've had a lot of fun there too. So, like I said, just a short one this week because I wanted to touch on those two things. The Joker 2 trailer, which, man, blew my mind. WrestleMania 40 blew my mind. It was a great week to be a nerd. And I hope you guys are out there just enjoying life as well, just embracing the things that you love and having a blast with life. Last thing I just want to put out there before I sign off here for this week is I recorded an episode with a great friend of mine, Jeff Humphreys. He is an incredible podcaster here in Calgary. He's got a show called The Calgary Sessions. He's north of 100 episodes, and I had the privilege of jumping on the episode this past week, and we talked about my entire life, the build up to where I am now, where I came from, the influence of pop culture, of things like Star Wars and Jurassic Park, how that influenced the start of this podcast, how that influenced this other business venture with Pod Summit that I'm on. So I'd love it if you guys went over to the Calgary Sessions on YouTube or on your podcatcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, and check out that episode with me. I can't remember. It's like episode 116, I think. So let me double check that here. But it was just such a fun conversation that I really want you guys to experience that. And you get to know me a little better inside of it as well, which is kind of cool. It's not something I've been overly personal inside of this, outside of course, the nerd space. And this is really a way that I dove deep into my childhood, where I went to school, how I got there, my career outside of course, podcasting. But yeah, episode 116 of the Calgary Sessions. Go check that out. The YouTube video is awesome too, because he has a production value that is unmatched from the majority of podcasts that exist out there. And so he's doing some pretty cool stuff. And like I said, it was an absolute privilege to get on there and chat with him. So go check all that out. So that's a couple things you guys could check out. Joker 2 trailer, wrestling, and the Calgary Sessions, a new podcast that I'm on this past week. So there's your homework for this week, guys. I'd love to hear from you. You can get a hold of me on social platforms like Instagram at TheNerdRM. Just throw me a DM if you want to chat some nerd. You can also hit me up on Twitter. I refuse to call it that letter of the alphabet, at TheNerdRM as well. Or you can always email me at TheNerdRM@gmail.com. So I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I look forward to getting back behind the mic early next week, because we're going to throw a couple episodes up and I'm going on vacation. There will be an episode every single Thursday, but I will be on vacation down in the Caribbean, floating, bobbing through the sea, hopefully with some heat and just enjoying life, sipping cocktails and thinking about nerd, probably always. So anyways, with all that being said, for the Nerd Room, I'm Tim, and thank you so much for entering the Nerd Room. We'll be right back.